This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. On the eastern end of New York's Long Island, the Hamptons are internationally known for pristine beaches, exclusive parties, and famous part-time residents. The Hamptons are also home to the Shinnecock Indian Nation, and this group has filed a federal lawsuit charging that New York State stole more than 3,600 acres of land from their ancestors. It's now worth billions of dollars. From Southampton, Jean Brian Johnson reports.
In the Hamptons, land disputes are typically over such mundane matters as whose pool is too close to a property line or who's blocking whose view of the ocean. The Shinnecocks have raised those stakes and gone far beyond the local zoning board. Randy King is chairman of the tribal board of trustees.
We have been good neighbors through the years, and we have been good neighbors to the same people who have broken promises and stolen our land. We seek vindication of those rights.
The suit charges that in 1859, New York State stole the ancestral lands in a transaction authorized only by the state and not by Congress, a violation of the Federal Indian Trade and Intercourse Act of 1790. A spokesman for Governor George Pataki said officials will review the lawsuit. But Suffolk County Executive Steve Levy came right out and said what seems to be on everybody's mind.
We have to have our lawyers do the work to be in court and defend our interests. We do believe, though, a great deal of this has to do with leverage regarding the casino.
2 years ago, the tribe began constructing a 65,000-square-foot casino in the hamlet of Hampton Bays, a few miles west of their reservation. New York State and Southampton Town sued to halt construction. That suit is still pending. Both Tom Garber and Marion Bowden live in Hampton Bays and relish the peace and quiet.
I couldn't stay here with a casino down the road. No way, because the whole reason that we're living here will no longer exist.
And we're like the working class Hamptons. Most of the people who own property in Hampton Bays bought it when it was more affordable.
Even in, quote, working class Hampton Bays, a three-bedroom, one-bath ranch house on less than half an acre costs $400,000. A two-acre waterfront estate in the more affluent Southampton Village can sell for upwards of $25 million. Such prosperity stands in stark contrast to life on the 800-acre Shinnecock Reservation, where, according to the 2000 census, 61% of families live below the federal poverty line. Tribal leaders say a casino will help turn their lives around. But Cornelius Murray, a lawyer and anti-casino activist, says the Shinnecocks have a difficult task ahead.
They have a number of hurdles to overcome. They don't even qualify, from what I understand, as a federally recognized tribe.
It could be decades before the federal government formally considers their application for recognition. But in an ironic twist, the tribe is hoping centuries of well-documented relations with New York State, their current adversary, will help in their quest. The Shinnecock Museum is across the highway from the picturesque campus of Southampton College. Museum Director David Martin says the Shinnecocks have historically been generous to outsiders.
They were generally very friendly, very welcoming to the early settlers. You know, they wanted to help them.
The Shinnecocks seem to have learned from the naivete of their ancestors. They've secured outside financing, hired a lawyer, and a well-connected public relations firm. Yet even as their petition for federal recognition winds its way through the labyrinth of governmental bureaucracy, the tribe has threatened another federal suit that claims even more Southampton property. For NPR News, this is Jean Brian Johnson in Southampton.